Jones of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and you're tuned to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.
Are you an artist or organization looking to make a website but aren't sure where to start? Create Council on the Arts is pleased to present the workshop Website Toolkit, Do-It-Yourself Skills for Sharing Your Creative Work Online, led by artists Katie Ford and River Kramer. The workshop will be held virtually on Thursday, July 8th, starting at 4 p.m. This workshop is part of Create's monthly professional development workshops for artists and organizations covering topics like video production, career development, grant writing, and outreach. Create Council on the Arts serves Greene, Columbia, and Schoharie counties with grant programs, workshops, exhibitions, and more. Information at createcouncil.org or info@createcouncil.org.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o. Who listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall? Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people. That's all.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Wendy Schmaltz of Claverick, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Joseph Spector reports for the Democrat and Chronicle that 23% of New Yorkers surveyed by Siena College said Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign immediately, while 39% said he should serve out his term but not seek re-election. Only 33% of New Yorkers polled said he should stay in office and run for re-election in 2022. Just 35% of those polled said they would vote for Cuomo if he runs, while 56% said they would prefer, and I quote, someone else, end quote. Cuomo held a major fundraiser this week and is expected to run for a fourth term in 2022. Meanwhile, the state attorney general's office is conducting an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Cuomo made by former female aides, as well as the use of top state officials and resources to help him write a book last fall about New York's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And the U.S. Department of Justice is investigating the state's undercounting of COVID deaths in nursing homes, and the State Assembly Judiciary Committee has an impeachment inquiry looking into all those allegations. Cuomo spokesperson Rich Azzapardi said the poll, and I quote, is surprisingly positive because New Yorkers have only heard one side of the story and haven't heard the truth, end quote. Read more about this story in the Democrat and Chronicle. Diane Baldwin reports in the Columbia paper that authorities in Massachusetts and New York are doing everything they can to keep folks out of the water at Bashbish Falls. the highest waterfall in Massachusetts, where the Bassbish Brook, and I quote, drops about 80 feet into an emerald plunge pool, end quote, has now been barricaded by the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation. If one calls the Mount Washington State Forest, the park that includes the falls, the message on the phone says, and I quote, Bassbish Falls has a new policy this year where no one is allowed down on the stairs to the falls or on the water's edge, end quote. Last year, thousands of revelers, partiers, played in the water and left behind much trash at the falls. Last year, law enforcement officials on both sides of the state line closed down roads leading to the falls and turned people away when parking areas were full. Taconic State Park manager Christopher Rickard says they are trying to keep the falls and surrounding areas strictly a place for hiking. No swimming, no chairs, no cooking, no picnicking. Bassbish Falls and Bassbish Brook are nature preserves, and the brook is a protected trout stream, so officials are trying to protect the natural environment. Rickard says, and I quote, stay on the trails, don't go in the stream, don't bring chairs or coolers, end quote. He added, and I quote, people who break the rules will be asked to leave, end quote. Porcupine Soup reports that Columbia Green Community College will debut its new use of force simulator room June 29th. It projects images on three screens to simulate situations where police officers make decisions about shooting or use de-escalation skills. Law enforcement professionals and criminal justice students will use the room. CGCC Professor of Criminal Justice Bill DeLuca said, and I quote, all county and municipal law enforcement agencies have been tasked with critically examining their use of force policies, procedures, and training. The use of force simulator room will allow agencies to address concerns raised in this regard, end quote. The use of force simulator room was constructed as part of a three-phase $20 million capital expansion project at Columbia Green Community College. And you can read more about this story at the Porcupine Soup website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a safe holiday weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the holiday weekend. Well, on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 63 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms are expected for Saturday night. It will be mostly cloudy with a low of around 54 degrees. Expect scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. on Sunday, the 4th of July. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 72 degrees. Sunday night will bring scattered showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. It will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 55 degrees. And for the holiday on Monday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. And Monday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 64. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Radio that's with you every night through the long commuter fight and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Joshua Mail of Seattle, Washington. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Number 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10. 10.
...2021 music from Helado Negro. It's Gemini and Leo on the radio at WGXC.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9.
9 9.
We'll be right back.
sun-kissed child, creative genius at play. Oh, little sun-kissed child, we need your wisdom today. Sun-kissed child, hope your vision's greater than hay, 'cause we really need you to show us the way.
That was from Kamisi Washington's 2021 album Liberated Music for the Movement, Volume 3, on the radio at WGXC.
Number
8.
We're going to do some transmitting and receiving now. This is Modest Mouse's 2021 song, Transmitting Receiving, from the Golden Casket album on the radio at WGXC.
Wagons, airplanes, cars, bathtubs, and drains. Smartphones, doorbells, refrigerators, pencils, hands, paper, skin, hair, watermelon, alligators, volcanoes, and super freighters. Dust on floors, grease in pores, the food you eat, open doors, frowns to the shoes you bought. Scissor lifts, toys, rocks, crafts, asses, pants, tin, magnets, rabbits, palms, dreams, and ocean of our own air. Quarks, stars, defibrillators, blind stress, beats, shops, tornadoes, crop pots, no cross, baseballs, plants, big and small, oysters, mussels, mirrors, yaws, EKG, balloons, cocoons, macadamias, plantulias, sulfur pools, rivers, ice, skin, patent leather, lights.
Nothing in this world's gonna petrify me. We are repeating.
Drones, clones, trees, and stocks.
We are transmitting.
Spiders, mushrooms, atoms, medical.
We are receiving.
Office dividers, mitochondria, capital.
Well, nothing in this world's gonna petrify me. We are repeating.
Mushroom seeds, turtles, weeds, birds of elk tea.
We've been transmitting.
Birds, forest fires, crispy chicken, bagel.
We've been receiving.
Lots of cold, things getting pulled into two black holes. Horses, wagons, airplanes, cars, bathtubs, into drains.
But something's on.
Yeah.
number 7
7
7
7
7
7,
was the song Distance of Sleep from Bill Orcutt and Ithaca-based drummer Chris Corsano from their 2021 album Made Out of Sound.
Number
6 6 6 6 6 6, six.
Thank you.
That was Ben Chasney, better known as Six Organs of Admittance, with the song All That They Left You from 2021.
Number
5. Next here is a 2021 single from Food Man from Japan with Taigen Kawabe featured. The song's called Michi no Eki. Here's 2021 music from Modor Maktor. This is Afrique Victime.
Thank you.
number
Modor Maktor with the song Taliat from his Afrique Victim 2020 album.
Number
2.
Here is Hudson's Buke and Gace performing with So Percussion that works out of Bard College sometimes, often. This release came out this year. It's called A Record Of from 2021, and this is the full version of Diazepam from Buke and Gace and So Percussion on the radio at WGXC. Thank you. 2021 music from Buchan Gase from Hudson there with the song Diazepam on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
one.
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 One.